朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
请问你会不会在你的孩子十八岁以前不教会他游泳的
？Do you think you would try all your means to teach your children how to swim？
十八岁你把他送出去读大学去了。
So 18 years old, you send them to college.
外面是一个更可怕的海。
And that is a dreadful, even more dreadful than the ocean.
世界的王用各样的方式来诱惑他们，要吞灭他们。
Because the prince of the world is trying all means to try to devour them.
那我们预备好他们了没有？
Are they ready? Have we prepared?
弟兄姊妹，所以这为什么如果让我重新当爸爸的话，我的后悔比于师母更多。
So that's why, if I could do it again, then actually I have more regrets than Pastor Nancy.
在预备我孩子的身上，她做的比我多太多了。
Because she has done so much more than what I did to prepare our children.
这是我的亏欠。
That's my shortcoming.
同样的，孩子们
，and also children.
你们也很快就会离开家。
You will leave your house soon.
而且你的爸爸妈妈很快就会老了。
And your parents will age quickly.
今天是母亲节，我跟于师母说：“哎呦，这是这么多年来你第一次母亲节，家里面是空的。”
Today is Mother's Day, and then this is the first time. This morning, I told Pastor Nancy, this is the first time that we are empty nested.
这个孩子们很快就走掉了。
Our children will leave us soon.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个。我不光是走掉，我们的发现我们自己都变老了哈。
Not only our children will leave us, we also will grow old.
很多的能力，很多的自信啊，很多的这个从前可以做的事，现在发现都不行了。
We will gradually lose our confidence and strength, and then we could not do the things we used to do.
那今天早上我们赶，然后都已经要出门了，然后于师母说：“哎呀，糟糕，定运都忘了拔。
”That this morning we were trying to rush out of the door, and then Pastor Nancy remember, oops, the iron is still plugged in.
我说真的吗？他说真的。
Then I said real for real, and she says yes for real.
我要急的赶来教会，然后又要讲道，所以我说好，我就赶快冲上来，跑到楼上去，然后果然是插座把它拔下来。
So quickly I went upstairs and yes, indeed the iron was still plugged in, so I unplugged the iron.
然后我再看了一圈，他有没有犯其他的错？没有哈，我就跑下来。
Then I look around if there's anything else.That she made a mistake and then stayed plugged in. No.
然后我平常都开 local 的，如果来不及我就开 highway， 所以我就跑 highway。正要上 highway 的时候，他又说：“哎呀，糟糕，又有很重要的东西忘了带。”
So and then just as I was decided that I was gonna get on the freeway, and Pastor Nancy said, "Oh, I forgot another very important thing."
我说：“那个重要吗？”他说：“重要，非带不可，非带不可。”
Is that really important? She said, "Very, very important. I have to have it."
我说：“我来不及了。”他说：“真的很重要。”
But I told her.I'm running out of time, and she says it's really important.
要我平常我就急了，我甚至就不高兴发脾气了哈。
Usually I'll probably get upset.
我赶快跑到下一个路口 ，make a U-turn 回去。
So, but then I just took the next exit and make a U-turn.
然后我已经多走一里路了，他还叫我走第三里路。
I thought I already walked extra mile, but she asked me to walk the third mile.
他说：“你可不可以帮我跑上去拿？”
She says, "Can you go upstairs and get it for me, please?"
所以我就这个六十岁的老人，啪跑到楼上去帮他找东西，拿下来又跑下来。
Imagine this 60-year-old man running upstairs and then getting downstairs.
我下楼我都很小心，怕我一个踏空滑下来，现在老花眼好厉害。
And then I had to be very careful. I was afraid that I might fall off the stairs.
然后路上开车的时候
，While I was driving,
他说：“哇，你今天都没有不高兴啊。”
And she said, "Wow, you didn't get upset today."
那我就拍拍他。
So I patted on her.
我说：“今年你这么辛苦的当妈，我不生你气了。”
Because you being a mother, and then that's a hard job, so I won't get upset with you.
他们真的很辛苦哈。
Yes, it's a hard job.
这些小毛病真的算小事了。
So these are just little things.
Compared 他们后面所花的代价。
Compared to all the effort and price that they pay.
尤其现在常常回到家都空空的，对不对
？Especially Usually now when I go home, the house is empty.
我那天跟我们教会的这个年轻夫妇没有孩子的以琳团契说，现在我们两个想加入你们以琳团契哈。
Just like the other day, we told a young couple without kids group, say, I think we want to join your group.
他们没有邀我也去了现在。
Well, I would just go without being invited.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前好好的珍惜当母亲的角色，当父亲的角色。
So let's cherish, the role of being a mother.
但是我更要重要的还是要跟孩子们说，看你的母亲。
But what's even more important is that we want the children to behold your parents.
以弗所书第六章第一节到第三节说到，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
哥罗西书三章二十节不仅仅讲要听从父母，说到要凡事听从父母。
Not only that you ought to obey your parents, but Colossians chapter 3 it says, obey your parents in all things.
而且说到这是主所喜悦的。
And it is well pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们总结在一起就是神叫我们听从父母，而且凡事上听从父母。
So the conclusion is that God wants us to obey our parents and in everything.
一方面说的是理所当然的。
Yes, it is right.
也说到是神所喜悦的。
And it's also pleasing to the Lord.
而且神喜悦到一个地步，他说这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
And God would be so pleased that the Bible says this is the first commandment with a promise.
所以你们要知道，这在神的眼中是多么重要的一件事情。
So this is so important in God's eyes.
不管你父母亲怎么样对你
，No matter how your parents treat you，
我们在主的面前要学习信任，要学习顺从他们。
We ought to learn to trust and obey them.
我们要在主的面前要孝敬他们。
And we ought to honor them in the Lord.
神非常在乎这件事。
Because God really cares about it.
如果我们不懂得孝顺父母
If we do not know how to honor our parents,
我们不可能在神的家中成为别人的祝福
Then it is impossible for us to become blessings to others in God's house.
因为这是神给我们设立在地上第一个关系
Because that is the first relationship that God has ordained on earth.
就是父母和儿女的关系
That is the relationship between parent and children.
如果这个关系不属灵不健康
If that relationship is not spiritual or healthy,
你所有其他的属灵东西其实都不够真实
Then all other spiritual things are not real.
所以弟兄姊妹我希望我们在座的你现在可能也已经当爸爸妈妈了
So I hope all of us maybe you're already a parent.
在我们养孩子的里面我希望我们更能够体恤到如果父母还存在的话我们一定要孝顺他们
So when we raise children we get to understand our parents even more. So if our parents are still alive, we ought to honor them more.
神在乎这件事啊。
Because God really cares about it.
我在这里列的箴言里面特别讲到孩子对父母该有的态度。
I listed some proverbs from the scripture, the attitudes toward our parents.
我没有时间细讲，但是我们把它走一遍，好不好
？We'll just walk through them.
你不可以离弃你母亲的法则。
Do not forsake the law of your mother.
或是离弃母亲的指教
or the teaching of your mother.
愚昧之子叫母亲担忧
A foolish son is a grief of his mother.
愚昧人藐视母亲
A foolish man despises his mother.
当你在看不起你妈的时候
when you despise your mother,
神就看不起你，神说你是个愚昧人
God is despising you because you are a foolish man.
愚昧的儿子使父亲愁烦，使母亲忧虑，那忧苦。
A foolish son is a grief to his father and a bitterness to her who bore him.
杖打和责备能够加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but the child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
嬉笑父亲，藐视而不听从母亲的，他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦啄出来。为鹰雏所吃。
The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it.
当然这是作者形容的说法哈。
Yes, this is an exaggerated description of the author.
不然我们中间很多人早就瞎眼了。
Otherwise, a lot of us would be blinded by now.
请你们特别注意到几个关键的字。
Please pay attention to some key words here.
不可以离弃
Do not forsake.
母亲的教导。
The law of your mother.
不可以叫母亲担忧，不可以藐视，不可以让他们愁烦，不要让他们忧苦，不要让他们羞愧。
Do not cause grief or sorrow or bitterness.Or shame to your mother.
决定不能藐视嬉笑他们，决定不能不听从他们。
Never mock, scorn, or disobey them.
所以我在这里总结起来，我弄三个点，好，我们很快的把它做一个打结。
So I come up to three points to conclude this message.
第一个要心存感恩来孝顺父母。
First of all, honor your parents with a thankful heart.
你要记得他们真的为了养我们花了多少的功夫。
To remember how much effort they have put in to raise us up.
这个不信的话，你将来养孩子，你第一个想到的就是自己对不起当初的父母。
If you don't believe it, wait until you have your own children. Then the first thing you will remember is that you owe to your parents.
他们需要牺牲多少的睡眠，多少的享受，多少可以 relax 的机会，为了照顾我们，为了陪我们，为了喂养我们。
In order to spend time with us, to take care of us, they have to sacrifice so much of their time and their sleep and their enjoyments.
他们需要忍受我们很多没有礼貌，我们的顶撞，我们的不顺服。
And they have to bear with our disrespectful.Attitudes or disobedience.
一定要懂得孝顺父母。
We have to honor our parents.
什么叫做孝顺父母？
What does it mean to honor our parents?
你能够体贴他。
If you try to understand.
能够顺从他。
Obedient.
能够尊重他。
And respect them.
能够认真的找方法去讨他的喜悦。
And try ways to please them.
帮父母做做事情。
Maybe do something for them.
有时候常常坐在他们面前跟他们讲讲话，谢谢他们。
Or sit with them and have a chat.And to thank them.
Openly, 打开嘴巴，真的用话来表达你对他的谢谢。
Open our mouths and really express with words our gratitude.
以前我在基督教的杂志上看到一个文章，他讲到他到圣诞节他去帮他爸爸妈妈买礼物的时候。
Once I read an article from a Christian magazine that this person went Christmas shopping for his parents.
他听到隔壁走道有一对年轻的夫妇在对话，在讲话。
And then he heard a conversation of a young couple.Next to him.
那个女的对男的说，她说你爸爸最喜欢那个 boat 的模型，船的模型。
And then the woman said to the man, your father likes the boat model.
她说你看这个好可爱，你要不要买给他？
Look at this one, it's so cute. Do you want to buy this for him?
她说她就听到她儿子在那个男的在那边回答说，看了一下价格啊，30多块，太贵了，他不值得这么多钱。
And then this person overheard, the man says, wow, this costs $30, it's too expensive, he's not worth that much.
那个作者难过到他气得都想跑过去骂这个人。
And the author who overheard this conversation was so grieved that he almost wanted to rebuke the man.
把你养大，不要说花多少钱，那个心力，那个痛苦，那个代价，30多块，你居然说不值得哈。
This person who raised you up, not even talking about the money, but all the efforts and all the hearts that put in, and you say he's not even worth $30.
孩子们，不管你现在多大，只要父母在，找机会去向他表达孝顺。
Children.As long as your parents are still alive, try find all the opportunities to thank them and honor them.
如果他们在中国，常打电话给他们。
If they still in China, call them often.
现在你们的这个 communication 的 tools 这么多，我们以前写一封信一个礼拜才收到的。
Now you have all these media and communication tools. When it was our time, we would write a letter and it would take a week to reach them.
对不对？所以弟兄姊妹，我们要方法来安慰父母。
So let's try all means to bring them comfort.
第二个，心里面要存着敬重来听从父母。
Secondly, obeying our parents with a respectful heart.
要学习顺服他们。
Learn to obey them.
要学习尊重他们。
Learn to respect them.
我的家是一个家教很严格的啊。
I grew up in a family with a strict family teaching. And
任何长辈只要进到房间来
，as long as there's an elderly person coming into the room，
晚辈必须全部站起来
，and all the juniors will have to stand up，
一定让位置给他们
，will give them the seats。
回到家第一件事情，不准进房间，先去找到长辈说：“爸爸妈妈，我们回来了。”
So when we come home from school, the first thing is not go to our room, but to find the elderly and say, "Mom and Dad, I'm home."
我的爸爸连我们有六个儿子的时候，他下班第一件事情直接进我奶奶房间跟他请安。
My father, even when he was a father of six children, after he comes home from work, he will go and greet my grandmother first.
今天这样子的东西已经在这个世界里面慢慢褪去，没有了。
Nowadays, such family value is started to fade away in this world.
爸爸妈妈进了房间，孩子翘着二郎腿，还在那边吃东西喝 Coke， 甚至连个招呼都不打。
When parents come to the house, the kids will just enjoy their eating and not even say hello.
孩子们，那是世界，那是世界，在神的家中做神的儿女。
Children, that is the world, that is of the world. But when you are in God's house, be children of God.
懂得尊重父母亲。
Learn to honor and respect parents.
神一定祝福你。
Because God will for sure bless you.
懂得孝顺父母。
Honor your parents.
将来你的孩子才可能孝顺你。
Then in the future, your children will honor you.
希望我们好好都在主的面前学，我们都差太多了。
Let us learn this lesson well. We all fall short.
于先生。我把于师母介绍给于波波、于妈妈的时候，我再三提醒她。
So when I first introduced Pastor Nancy to my parents, I kept reminding her.
在我们于家绝对不准对父母亲讲你。
Because in the you family, you're not supposed to say you to the parents.
真的是很严哈。
It's very strict.
只能讲爸爸妈妈。
You can only say爸爸妈妈，
不能讲你怎样，你怎样。
You cannot talk to them and say you should do this, you should do that.
我们小的时候都是被管出来，什么理你。
Because whenever we say, oh, you said this, another will say, what are you talking about?
有时候我爸爸拿我哥哥的笔，我哥哥那个四哥，他说，哎，那个笔是我的。我爸爸说什么你的我的，你还是我的。
Once my father took a pen from my fourth brother, and then my fourth brother says, oh, that's my pen, and my father says.What are you talking about? Yours or mine? Everything's mine.
我前阵子看到一个母亲那个照相说手机没电池了，要跟她儿子借，硬是不肯借。
Once I saw this mother, her a phone run out of battery, and she tried to borrow the battery from her son, and her son just would not.
那她儿子那个还不是儿子的手机，也是她爸爸的手机的。
But actually, it's not her son's cell phone. It's
弟兄姊妹，这个世界越走越远了。
This world is getting farther and farther away from God.
不要回到我余家，回到任何一个人，回到圣经。
You don't have to follow the you family or any other family, but follow the scripture.
我自己家有很多地方要改的。我现在当父母，我不会那样子的要求。但是我们要回圣经。
Yes, there are still a lot of things to be improved in my family, but we ought to go back to the Bible.
第三个，心存谦卑，效法父母。
Thirdly, to imitate our parents with a humble heart.
我们这一代的父母亲花很多的代价跑到美国来。
Because our generation, we spent a lot of effort to come to America.
我们的语言不像你们年轻的这一代这么好。
And we do not speak English as fluently as you do.
我们从小生长的环境不像你们现在这么舒服。
Because we did not grow up in a such comfortable environment as you have.
在我们手中可以为我们效力的这些工具，这些电脑啊什么，不像你们，完全不像你们。
We did not grow up with all these electronic tools as you have.
如果你们多懂了一点。
So maybe you understand them a little bit more.
你们比较 creative， 这真的是你们的长处。
Yes, you may be more creative, and that is your strength.
但是我们在主的面前一定要谦卑下来。
But we ought to be humble before the Lord.
你只要想一个问题。
Just think about one issue.
如果我跟我爸爸妈妈角色兑换的话。
If today I get to reverse role with my parents.
我的爸爸妈妈可能比我不知道好多少倍。
Then my parents might become much better than what I am now.
如果我是他们的话，
If I were my parents,
要什么没什么。
That we grew up with.
在学校读书，一大清早四五点钟要起来扫厕所，为了赚一个小时两块钱。
That when we were going to school, we had to wake up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to work as a janitor in order to make some money.
我们在上一代的父母经过多少的战争、战乱，多少天没东西吃、没衣服穿，他们更伟大。
And our parents, even older generation, they have gone through so much war time and then famines and difficult times. They are even greater people.
当我是他的时候，我能做得到吗
？If I were them, could I have done the same?
像我的母亲只有初中毕业。
Like my mother, she only went to middle school.
可是我觉得她里面对主的爱，她的生命是我望尘莫及的。
But yet, I could never catch up with the love that she has for the Lord.
我知道我跟她交换的话，我不可能那个样子。
I know that if I exchange role with my mother, I could not have done.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前，我们一起都谦卑下来，哈。
So let's all humble ourselves before the Lord.
我在说，心存感恩，孝顺父母。我们一起念好不好？中文。
Let's review again, Chinese and English.
第一个心存感恩孝顺父母，第二个心存敬重听从父母，第三个心存谦卑效法父母。当尼希米在重建城墙的时候，尼希米记第三章有一句话一再出现，个人对着自己的房屋修造。
In the chapter 3 of Nehemiah, it says everyone builds that section of the wall facing his house.
一面来说，我希望所有的父母亲要好好的照着主的话，把自己的孩子，把自己的家弄好。
So I hope all parents, according to the Lord's teaching, will take good care of our family.
另外一方面，我们要有一个 broader view, 一个更大的一个 picture.我为什么要这么做？
Yet, on the other hand, we ought to have a broader view and vision. Why I'm doing this?
如果我们不是因为被神摆在一起，不是因为有仇敌要来伤害我们的儿女们的话，
It's because God has put us together because there's an enemy that's trying to harm our children.
我自己在我家前面造一道墙干什么？
Otherwise, why would I just want to build a section of the wall in front of my house?
当每一个家都把自己盖好的时候，整个城墙出现了。
But yet, if every family built their section of the wall, then the city wall would appear.
神家跟世界有分别界限，不一样了。
Then there would be a separating boundary between God's house and the world.
里面的人都安全了，被保护了。
Then people inside would be secure and protected.
见证出现了。
And there would be testimony.
所以尼希米记第六章讲到，当大家这么做的时候，城墙完成了 ，not a gap， 一个缝隙都找不到。
Therefore, in chapter 6 of Nehemiah says, when the city wall is completed, there's no gap.
所以一面我们要好好的做好自己的家。
Therefore, we ought to take good care of our family.
一面我们要有整体教会的观念。
And yet we will have this vision of the church.
整个教会起来征战。
And the entire church will rise up and fight the battle.
这是一个危险的时代。
Because this is a dangerous generation.
需要我们一起起来保护我们的下一代。
We ought to rise up together to protect our second generation.
来维护神家的见证。
And to protect the testimony of God's house.
也希望我们每一个人在神量给我们的关系上。
And I hope that in all of the relationships that God has ordained for us.
一方面我们特别珍惜神摆给我们的角色。
That we will cherish the roles that God has given us.
和周围家人的关系。
And also relationship with our family.
另外一方面。
On the other hand.
我们也要为着神国神家培养下一代。
We ought to raise up next generation for God's house.
让我们成为彼此的祝福。
That we will become blessings to each other.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。